Gender imbalance has been attributed to social, cultural and religious barriers that have discouraged women and girls from seeking equal opportunities. This gender gap can only be bridged if a reasonable number of girls are educated and occupy leadership positions. The Gans South Municipal Director of Education, Reverend Patricia Kobler, stated that government's policy on girl child education stresses the need to have gender equity and ensure high retention rates for the girl child during the period of education. Reverend Kobler was speaking at the 4th Regional Girls Camp organized by Action Aid Ghana. A report by Naomi Kome.
Reverend Kobler stated that education is key to eliminating social, cultural and some religious beliefs that militate against the advancement of women. She said, nations that have invested heavily in female primary education have benefited through higher economic productivity. In her view, women can do more to help build the society than just to get married and raise children. A programs officer of Action Aid Ghana, she, Vera Azagra, said, the girls' camp started in 2001. To promote girl child education and to achieve women empowerment. Ms. Anzangua explained the rationale behind the girls' camp.
The purpose for this annual camp is to expose girls from deprived communities to aspire to become educated. They face various challenges whilst growing up, so once we bring them to the annual camp, they share their experiences and they get to interact with role models, and the role models instill in them hope to aspire, so they get to know how to tackle some challenges they face growing up from deprived communities.
The program's officer of Action Aid Ghana, ending that report by Naomi Kome.